Like a loaf of bread, the way a loaf of bread comes up.
Huh? Just get larger.
Uh-huh.
Have an infection.
That's good. I've never heard that. You know, a disease that people get from flies, a fly bites them, they might get a kind of fever.
I don't know why. What is this? Mosquitoes give this
That's a malaria.
Malaria fever, don't they?
Yeah. Do you know what they call that stuff they give people when they get malaria?
I don't believe so.
Starts with a Q? Quit?
I don't believe I...
Like quinine or quinine or...
Quinine, maybe.
Yeah. Well, the word I was thinking of before was buck fever. Have you ever heard of buck fever?
I don't believe so.
Right. And if you hadn't been working for a long time, and then you got you went out and you worked with a shovel or something, and you got a blister on your hand, what would you call that stuff inside the blister?
Well, it'd be water.
Okay. And if a person was shot by a bullet, you might say he suffered a bullet
wound.
And you don't see as much of this anymore as you used to, but your people, if they had a bullet wound or a severe injury, if it did the heal just right, it might get some, there might be some skin kind of puffed up around it.
Well, you could have infection or scar.
Yeah, it's usually from an infection that this kind of a lumpy skin appears.
Wouldn't be scars.
Scars okay, but you don't hear people talk about this much anymore, but they used to talk about proud flesh.
Yeah, you don't hear it much anymore.
What was that?
Well, I reckon it didn't heal and just stayed fresh.
Uh-huh.
Wouldn't skin over.
Uh-huh. And what was that called?
Plowed fresh.
Uh-huh. Okay. Now, something that you put on a cut, you know, if you cut yourself pretty severely.
You mean, what would you doctor it with?
Yeah.
Well, probably alcohol or phthalate, mercurochrome.
Yeah. There's something that they don't use much of anymore, but they used to use it often. It was something, remember, it's kind of, it's in salt, too. You always see it on salt, and Morton salt, they have.
Iodine salt?
Yeah. Do you remember something that was something like methylate? It was like they call I bet they used that when you were a boy.
Yeah, probably so.
I was thinking of iodine or iodine.
Yeah, you see iodine.
Okay. And if a person's no longer alive, you say he...
deceased.
Or he died.
He died.
Yeah. But, are there any ways... Now, if you were talking about if you're talking to a friend, a relative of a friend of yours has died, you might not want to say, I'm sorry he died. You might say, I'm sorry he...
passed away.
Yeah. Are there any crude terms you've heard, kind of... humorous or crude terms for dying?
Well, he's a nice fella, or she was nice. Sorry they're gone. Or...
If you don't know the cause of death, you might say, I don't know what he died
with.
And the place where a person's buried is called a
cemetery.
And would you call it a cemetery if it was just a small plot or lot on a farm?
That's a graveyard.
Okay. And the thing that the body's placed in is called a
coffin.
And the ceremony they have is called a
funeral.
And the